Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome along to the Outlawed Rugby League podcast, episode number 35. In this one, it is Don't Get Left Behind. This episode's something that I've decided, it's taken me a little while to do, but it's something that's kind of, I'm really passionate about, and, you know, not just kind of in this country that I'm looking at, but across the world. And it's kind of where do I think that rugby league is needed, where needs rugby league, that kind of idea. Don't get me wrong, this isn't your typical, here's $1 billion, set up a league, fantasy draft. You know, obviously if anyone's got $1 million that they're willing to spend on rugby league and they need, you know, some ideas of where to spend it, let me know. I will be more than happy to help you out. But yeah, as I say, it's not necessarily that. It's not a fantasy league. It's nothing like that. It's more, where do I think that rugby league is needed, as I say, where's rugby league needed, but also where needs rugby league? They're two different things, because what I mean by that is there's going to be places that I think that rugby league would fit in really well because of the culture, because of the sporting background, because of, you know, a few different things. But there's also places that I think rugby league needs. So in terms of, you know, the actual city itself, the area, the publicity, the ins and outs, kind of the Hollywood factor, if you like, the New York factor, that kind of idea. So this is an episode, as I say, about different places that need rugby league and places that rugby league needs. But in this one, it's in the good old US of A. As you all know, it's starting to become a little bit of an unhealthy obsession with rugby league in the USA, rugby league in North America, to be fair. You know, I don't want to get into the politics of the state of rugby league at the moment and everything with Toronto and, you know, kind of what's happening in Canadian rugby league. This is purely about American rugby league. I've kind of floated a few ideas out there on social medias about kind of, you know, trying to get a few ideas of where people think it's needed. And that kind of idea. Some of these places may already have rugby league. Some of these places may have had rugby league in the past. Some of these places, you know, since recording this, may now have rugby league, or it's in the pipeline. I'm not saying what's happening in these places. For example, if there's somewhere, I'm going to use New York as an example. So we all know New York is doing some great things, and they're due to come into the rugby football league system. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. I've got no inside information or anything like that about that. It's just kind of a gut feeling, if you like, with everything that happened with Toronto. I hope they do, because ultimately, if we can tap into the New York market, then yeah, you know, obviously rugby league is going to be much better, and have a much better standing across the world. And hopefully that will breed success in terms of potentially a professional comp in North America, in the USA. You know, we might get Dwayne The Rock Johnson decide that actually, yeah, he's going to pump some money. Bearing in mind, obviously, I believe he's just bought the rights to XFL, which is an American football sort of spring league, if you like. But he is of Polynesian descent, and he is fully aware of rugby league. And as far as I'm aware, he's a fan of it. Obviously, an ambassador for Under Armour as well, a huge manufacturer of sporting equipment, sporting jerseys, clothing, etc. So, I mean, you know, like I say, it's that kind of guy that we need to go, look, here's a couple of million dollars. We're signing this contract with Under Armour, everything like that. So, as I say, it's not necessarily, you know, it's no dig at anyone in these, you know, that potentially may already be doing stuff there. It is purely just my thoughts of what I think potentially could happen, what I think needs to happen, more for the development of rugby league as a whole. You know, with the recent surge of pop-up clubs, I use pop-up clubs as a sweeping statement. You know, it's a bit disrespectful to say pop-up clubs, because that's not what they are. But from the likes of Queen City Royals up in Vermont, you know, obviously we've got Monte doing all his great stuff in Cleveland. We've now got Oregon Rugby League as well. I believe they've just had their first sort of meeting, if you like, of players, and I know they are really trying to plow forward with everything that's going on there. So, you know, big shout out to those guys. And if you are in the Oregon area and you can get along to any of these kind of tryouts, not the right word to use, but any of these kind of meetings, anything like that, please, 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 I urge you to go along and obviously spread the message of the great game. You know, to a certain extent, California, and I say to a certain extent because we're now, off the top of my head as I record today, I think it's 6 clubs we've now got developed in California, which is massive, and some of the stuff that they're doing is just out of this world. And you know, hopefully the governing bodies can see that, and hopefully that, you know, we're not stupid enough to not take it into consideration, especially, you know, for example, I don't know, a Western Conference for the USARL, but that's just an idea that I've heard floated around. And now recently, this month, we've seen Nevada Rugby League pop up as well. So Nevada, you know, hopefully we can get a club in Las Vegas. I will certainly put my hand up to coach in Las Vegas. I have always wanted to go to Las Vegas, never been, always wanted to go. Sin City, middle of the desert. Yeah, I'm up for that. I'm here for that. And again, it's down to exposure. You know, the likes of Los Angeles, New York, Las Vegas. What more could you want? So, for me, we do need rugby league clubs to fill the United States. And, you know, it's easy to say that because you could just go, right, we're going to pop a club here, pop a club there. You know, we'll get involved with this club plays football, this club that plays soccer, this club that plays rugby union, this lacrosse, whatever it is. You know, you could go solo if you wanted to, and I know it's not as easy as that, and I know there's a lot more to it in terms of laws, there's a lot more to it in terms of state laws, there's a lot more to it in terms of actually getting people on the ground, money, everything like that. But the more exposure we can have for our game to somewhere like the United States, the more money in the long term we're going to make, and the more kind of exposure we have as a world whole, if you like. And, you know, until we get to the point where people are pumping millions and millions of dollars in, there are going to be pockets of clubs in regions. For example, a good example of that is California. Until obviously the dollars come along, until the money comes along. As I mentioned, I put it out there on social medias, and there were suggestions of different places. Now, there's a couple of places that interest me, a couple of places that I don't think would work very well in the first instance until, again, we get that money. So a couple of places were Hawaii, Utah, Colorado. They were the three ones that stood out to me. Hawaii, I think, is a great idea. Hawaii is a fantastic idea for rugby league. I know it was floated a good few years ago. The problem with Hawaii, now don't get me wrong, again, Hawaii is somewhere that I've always wanted to go. It's got a huge Polynesian Polynesian population, you know, and it kind of gives off those Samoa, Tonga, New Zealand type vibes with Americanisms to it. So it's very, very chilled out. Seems like a great place. Problem with Hawaii is it's in the middle of the Pacific. So it's so far away from the rest of mainland USA. If you're going to try and, for example, I know I keep using California as a reference, but if you're looking at LA Mongrel and they're going out to play Hawaii Warriors or whatever you want to call them, that's going to cost a lot of money to do. So you'd have to almost set up a Hawaiian rugby league by itself. But then again, it's kind of going in between the islands. Is there enough kind of exposure for enough clubs and that kind of idea? So I think Hawaii we're going to set to one side for the moment until we get a little bit bigger. Utah and Colorado I agree with, and I'm going to come to very, very soon. One of the first places, and you know, I'd love to hear your feedback on this, by the way. I'd love to hear what you think. I'd love to hear, you know, what you think of my thoughts, whether you think I'm chatting a load of shit, which normally I do, whether you know, you agree with what I'm saying, whether you know, you're in these places and you think, actually, yeah, we could do this and we could do that, and you know, we could set a rugby league here. And I am all for, you know, if you're in Idaho and you want to set up a rugby league club, please do. If you're in South Dakota, if you're in Texas, wherever it is, please, please, please don't hesitate, because you will get people come. You will, you know, obviously market it right and everything like that, but you will get people come, you will get interest, and actually the community feel, although America is such a big country, the community feel that you will get from other American clubs is massive. So please, I urge you to do it. If you're thinking about doing it, do it. If you want to reach out to me and kind of field some ideas, do it. I haven't got an issue with that. I'm not saying I've got all the answers. I'm not saying I've got any of the answers. But, excuse me, if I've got one or two little suggestions that can help, you know, I'm all for it. One of the cities that massively sticks out to me and I've got a massive soft spot for, and, you know, it kind of fills that void on the East Coast. There's a couple of places around here that actually I'm thinking about, but it fills the void on the East Coast between the USA North and the USA South, so between kind of Atlanta up into Pennsylvania, New York, etc. That place is Nashville, Tennessee. Music City. Could you imagine what could be better than Music City versus the city of the home of rock and roll, Cleveland? So imagine Nashville versus Cleveland. Imagine the rivalry that you could create with that. Again, I know that there's a bit of distance between them, but it's not huge in the grand scheme of things. We're not going coast to coast. But, you know, don't get me wrong, it is a big distance. But just think about that kind of marketing aspect to it. You know, we've got the Cleveland Browns in the National Football League. We've got the Tennessee Titans in the National Football League down in Nashville as well. Fortunately, no Major League Baseball in Nashville, and actually they've got the coolest, in my opinion, the coolest baseball stadium in the country. The scoreboard is a guitar, and I'm all for Major League Baseball in Nashville, just FYI. They have got ice hockey, so they've got professional National Hockey League ice hockey in the mighty Nashville Predators out of Bridgestone Arena, but we're not here to talk about them. We're here to talk about Nashville, Tennessee. So Nashville, Tennessee, if you don't know, I mean, if you don't know, where have you been? But it is Music City. It is the heart, the soul, the beating heart of country music. And, you know, people flock there from all over the country. People flock there from all over the world. There's a huge expat population there as well, which is one of the things that I think would help Nashville. Obviously, we're not going to go playing at Nissan Stadium, or Nissan Stadium, as you Americans like to call it. I'm not telling you you're wrong, but it is Nissan. But, you know, obviously, you know, if we can get games there and all of a sudden we get 20, 30, 40,000 fans there, great, I'm all for that. But in the first instance, I think we need to develop rugby league in Nashville. You know, Tennessee is a huge football state, huge American football state. So again, some of these places I've picked out just purely because they are football states. Yes, it's going to be very, very difficult to compete. And I'm not saying we're going to compete, but compete with the likes of football. However, on the flip side of that, actually, you can get people involved, you know, through the summer, for example, when the football season might not be on, that still want that combative contact collision sport. And it's you know, it's easy to understand. We've got downs, we've got touchdowns, you know, if you want to word it that way. You can then spread kind of Tennessee Rugby League around in terms of Chattanooga, Knoxville, Memphis. You know, if you kind of use those four cities of Chattanooga, Knoxville, Memphis and Nashville, all of a sudden, again, you've got kind of four hubs of rugby league in that state. You could have the Tennessee Bowl, whatever you want to call it, the Tennessee Finals at Hale Stadium, not a million miles away from downtown Nashville, Tennessee. Off the top of my head, I think it's 10,000 capacity stadium, roughly. So plenty, plenty big for the initial stuff that you'd want there. There's some great facilities around, some great high schools in the local area, some great colleges. So yeah, I've got a massive thing for Nashville, Tennessee, and I just think, why is rugby league not there now? And if there's anyone listening in Nashville, Tennessee, I urge you to drop me a message. I urge you to send me an email. And once all this is over, I will be on the first flight over there, and I will be helping you out. Next place we're going to stay in the South is, it's going to be a little bit controversial because this is massively football country. This is like, you try and put an NFL team there and they're going to struggle. This is Birmingham, Alabama. Alabama as a state is absolutely mad for football. absolutely mad for it. You know, you've got Alabama Crimson Tide. Like, it's just mind-blowing how passionate these guys are about football. And that's what I want to embrace into rugby league in Alabama. So, as I say, Birmingham, Alabama, people recognise... If you talk about Alabama, first place people think of is Sweet Home Alabama, and it's Birmingham. Another place in Alabama, I believe it's on the south coast of Alabama, is a place called Mobile, or Mobile. The Senior Bowl was there this year for American football. At the new Hancock Whitney Stadium, which again I think is 25,000 off the top of my head. So all of a sudden you've got some great facilities. Again, it goes back to colleges, high schools, training paddocks, anything like that. There's so much there that you can utilise. This, you know, there's so much passion for, again, collision sport that you can utilise through the summer. Mobile, Alabama is somewhere that I think would work. It's, you know, it's off the top of my head, it's 3 hours away from Birmingham, not a huge distance, 2 hours roughly from New Orleans. So if you could, again, kind of have those three in a triangle working off each other, I do think that would work really well. So again, why we don't have rugby league in Alabama, I don't know. I don't know. I know it's another one I'm sticking with the South, but this one's another one that I think is quite exciting. So this is the, you know, if I'm wrong, I apologise, but it's the second largest city in America without a major league sports team. So that's without an NFL team, without a major league baseball team, without an NBA team, without a National Hockey League team. And as far as I'm aware, it also includes Major League Soccer as well. Now, that place is Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky is home to the Louisville Slugger, massive baseball, you know, craze. They make, as I say, the Louisville Slugger's made there, so baseball bats. Off the top of my head, the baseball team there is the Louisville Bats, funnily enough. But yeah, so you're not going to be competing with major league sports there, and it's a city that's crying out for a major league sports team. So something like an NFL team would fit in really well around that kind of Texas, Louisiana, kind of Tennessee, you know, Carolina, kind of Florida area, Atlanta, Georgia area. So, yeah, you know, as I say, they're crying out for it. So if we can kind of muscle in a little bit and give them something that they're craving, then, you know, again, if you can get kids picking up a rugby ball as well as a baseball bat, why not? Why not? Texas is a place that is football mad as well. Debatably, is it more football mad than Alabama? I don't know. I'll let you guys battle that out. But in Texas, you know, obviously there's a lot of money in Texas, there's a lot of oil industry in Texas, etc. Places in Texas, I think the problem that we're going to have with Texas is actually rugby union, bizarrely, not necessarily football. Yes, there's going to be a lot of competition from football, but rugby union will, I've heard rumours that rugby union shuns a lot of rugby league and any thoughts of rugby league in Texas, so we'd need to get around that. So actually, you know, you think about Texas, there's some huge cities, Houston, Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, San Antonio. The place I would actually start would actually be Austin, Texas, Longhorns country. I would, again, if you're going down kind of the facilities route, there's loads of facilities. There's a Major League Soccer team that's in there in Austin. You've got a Major League Rugby team in Austin as well. You've got a racetrack, you've got all sorts. So you could, you know, again, you're not a million miles away from San Antonio. So if you could then spread out and in the Lone Star State and go from Austin to San Antonio and then obviously, you know, from there, then yes, I think it could work. Would it work? It's going to be a lot of hard work, and I'm going to stop using the word work, but it's going to be a lot of hard work to do. Is it doable? Absolutely. So, yeah, Texas, I think, is exciting. I know, again, there's been rumours of stuff going on in Texas, but I've not really seen much fruition of it. So there we go. Another place that's massively close to my heart, and anyone that's listened to the podcast before, and if you're fresh listening, I really appreciate you coming along. If you're still listening, I really appreciate you listening. But somewhere that's very close to my heart for obvious reasons, with me being a Carolina Panthers fan, is the Carolinas, both North and South Carolina. Huge expat populations again. Some big corporations there as well. The obvious choice would be Charlotte. Would you put a team in Charlotte, North Carolina? Would you try and start rugby league in the Carolinas and Charlotte, North Carolina? Potentially not. Only reason I say that is because there's so much going on right now in Charlotte, North Carolina. You've got the Panthers, which, by the way, I won't be happy if we lose Christian McCaffrey for Deshaun Watson. Yeah, I think we've got to keep both. I don't know if we can do that. Different subject, but it's something that's going on right now. So Charlotte, North Carolina, they're just adding again off the top of my head, a Major League Soccer team in there, or soon to be a Major League Soccer team. So actually, I would go out to kind of the Raleigh-Durham area. So Raleigh, North Carolina, it's, again, a hugely populated city. You've got, obviously, you're going to be competing with ice hockey there, but not necessarily during the full time of the year. So again, we need a summer sport in Raleigh-Durham. You've got the WakeMed soccer grounds there. So again, if you're trying to put, off the top of my head, I'm sure that's where the Carolina Nines were. So if you're trying to put on a Nines tournament, for example, or just a training session or whatever it is, and you know, you can use that. Absolutely. So as I say, that Raleigh-Durham, Kerry sort of area would work really well. Great links to the rest of the Carolinas as well. You go across, and you're not a million miles away from the coast either. So you know, you can go down into South Carolina, places like Myrtle Beach and that kind of idea. So yeah, I think it fills that kind of gap along with Tennessee. I think if you can kind of build Tennessee and the Carolinas together, it fills that gap between the Northern Division of the USARL and the Southern Division, and it kind of gives you like a central, not division, not the right word to use, but kind of a central area, and all of a sudden you could have, you know, almost like a state of origin type thing as things progress in terms of kids can, you know, could have a state of origin kind of, I don't know what the word I'm like, festival. So a state of origin festival. So in terms of, you know, you could have open age players, you could have 16s, 15s, a nines tournament. When I say 16s and 15s, I mean age groups. You could have girls, women's, touch, tag, everything like that. You know, you could have a real kind of festival between the two states, or three states, I should say, kind of, three states. So yeah, I think that would work really well. One place that I do think will be very, very difficult, and we've had it in the past, and I just think it's difficult because of the size of the area, everything around it, is DC. I think we need a team in Washington because it's the capital, but the problem that you've got is even a lot of the major league teams don't actually play in DC. So, for example, the Washington football team, as they're now called, we'll leave it there. Washington football team, they play in Maryland, Landover, Maryland. You know, obviously you've got major cities like Annapolis, and you've got Baltimore in kind of the area. A lot of teams end up going out to Virginia, so it's difficult. It's difficult. But speaking of Virginia, one of the places that I think rugby league could really develop is actually Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach, big population, and actually, again, please correct me if I'm wrong, but it is the largest military base in the whole world. So you've got, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force guys there that want to play sports. You've got Australians that'll come across, Englishmen that'll come across, New Zealanders. And actually, we can utilize that. There's some great facilities again. You know, if you're looking at a nines tournament, for example, you know, you could have a combined forces team. You could really, if we really utilize that, you know, there's no major league sports to compete with. Obviously, you've got kids that are going to be there that are on base. So you can really develop from a young age. And again, actually looking at the bigger picture, we can use that to spread the gospel of rugby league. So as these guys are spread around the world in terms of obviously their job and everything they're doing, you know, they may end up in, I don't know, Japan, or they may end up in South Africa or Cyprus or wherever it is, and they can take our game with them. So if they've started in Virginia Beach and they're going out and they end up in Argentina, they end up in Nigeria, they end up in Saudi Arabia, whatever it is, we can still spread the game. We can still, you know, the kids can still play the game. It's something that can be taken with them. You don't have to have a load of equipment to do it. You just have a couple of rugby balls, throw it around, a couple of cones for a touch session or whatever it is. So yeah, I think that's a real goer. The next place is going to touch a nerve with some people. And as I mentioned at the top of the episode, it's not to kind of dig anyone out. It's not to say that anyone's doing a bad job or anything like that. This is just purely my interpretation of stuff that needs to be done. The city of Chicago. So Chicago is the second largest city in America in terms of population, behind New York. Chicago has, it's one of the cities that has the Big Four. So it's got an NBA team, it's got a Major League Baseball team, it's got an NFL team. It's actually got two Major League Baseball teams, but we only talk about the Cubs. Go Cubs. And a hockey team, the Blackhawks. So it's a big sporting market. And actually, you know, there is an MLS team there as well that recently left their stadium, which is out of town, SeatGeek Stadium, which is actually a great facility, but unfortunately they're going back to Soldier Field. And by the way, if all this, you know, and I will take full credit if it stems from this episode, if all this escalates and we end up with Dwayne The Rock Johnson pumping in a couple of million dollars, and we end up with a grand final at Soldier Field in Chicago, what more could you want? You know, if you got 50,000 people and I know I'm dreaming a little bit, but you got to dream big. 50,000 people, 60,000 people at Soldier Field, one of the most iconic stadiums in the whole world. I will put it out there, one of the most iconic stadiums in the whole world. Then you know, we've won. I've won. We've completed it. But yeah, Chicago, we need to do more with. So the Stockyarders, I feel sorry for the Stockyarders a little bit. So Chicago Stockyarders are doing some really great things, really trying, and sometimes it feels like they get pushed back, and hopefully they can develop that Midwest thing with Cleveland, with Ohio. And potentially over into places like Michigan, Detroit, etc. So we just need to do more with Chicago, whether that's a second team in there. You know, I've been going through socials today, and there's a new soccer team that's going into the leagues below Major League Soccer, and they're talking about being a multi-sport club. So, you know, I jested and said, why can't we have another rugby league team? And if we, you know, we could have this Chicago, we're just going to call them Chicago A's, against Chicago Stockyarders. You know, again, it's all about development. It's all about getting people engaged in the game. It's all about getting kids engaged, coaches, referees, spectators. You know, they've got a strong rugby union team. You could link up with them, who've got some fantastic facilities, the Chicago Lions, you know, which actually really appreciative. Someone pointed that out on social media to me this week. You could use this, you can utilise that, but I just think we need to do more with Chicago, more with the Midwest. Again, from a rugby league perspective, it has that working class background, if you like. People work hard. I'm not saying people don't work hard in other places, please don't think I am, but people work hard in Chicago. People grind, and that's what rugby league's about, and people love their football. People love the Bears in Chicago, and actually my Mrs. Kate has decided that she is a Chicago Bears fan. Yeah, So, you know, as I say, I've got a soft spot for Chicago anyway, because, as I say, you know, I just think it's a great city. I've always loved the Cubs as well. Wrigley Field, the Cathedral. So, yeah, we need to do more with Chicago, and we need to be better. And I'm not saying that the guys that are in Chicago that need to be better. What I'm saying is we need to give more to Chicago. So we need to give more support. We need to give more, just more. More people, more support, more encouragement, and we will get there. One of the places that I mentioned at the top of the episode that had been suggested was Utah, and I 100% agree with this. So Salt Lake City, Utah, you know, again, huge facilities available. They've got a Major League Soccer team. They've got a women's soccer team. They've got a Major League Rugby team. Massive, 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 massive Polynesian population. I'd heard that they were trying to get Samoa against Tonga in Salt Lake City, Utah, or as far as I'm aware, the stadium's in a place called Sandy, which is essentially Salt Lake City, Utah. That is just a no-brainer. And I know we've had kind of a little bit in Utah previously, and it was kind of just a development thing that never really came to fruition. But someone, please, 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 just do something with Salt Lake City, Utah. Do something with rugby league in that state. And, you know, we're close enough there with places like California, with the likes of Oregon, to again create that triangle, if you like. Please, 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 just do something with it. Just do something rugby league with Salt Lake City, Utah. Utah is a state. That's it. Just do something. Another place that we need to just do something is Seattle, Washington. So Washington State. Seattle are sports mad. They are mad for it. Like, I can't express how mad they are. You know, there was a team put into Seattle in the XFL last year that unfortunately, obviously, the whole program folded. But they were playing out of the same stadium as the Seattle Seahawks. The Major League Soccer team plays out of the same stadium as the Seattle Seahawks. And they fill the place. The place is full weekend, 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 weekend. Full, 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 full. There's a new National Hockey League team going there. The Seattle Kraken, quite like it. They are just crazy about sport. And they will embrace sport with both hands. If you give them the right product in the right way, so you market it right to them and give it to them, and you go, look, here it is, this is what we can do, this is how exciting it is, they will embrace that, they will grab it with both hands, and all of a sudden Seattle will be the heartbeat of rugby league in America. I believe that. Again, logistics wise obviously it is a million miles away, but not a million miles away from California. You can link up to Canada in British Columbia, the likes of Vancouver, for example. Oregon, you know, you've got to pass through Oregon to get further down south, and you could really build that kind of rivalry, but also link the two together, and Oregon and Seattle / Washington State Rugby League could really combine together. Yeah, so Salt Lake City, Seattle, someone please just do something with them, and put rugby league on the map there, because they will take off. Yeah, it's for me, it's just we've got to be sensible and put them there. One place I will mention, California. Love the stuff that California Rugby League are doing. Got, you know, everyone can have criticisms of what people do, but actually the stuff that they are doing off their own back, and, you know, with their own funding, everything like that. So huge shout out to California Rugby League. The only thing I would do, and I know it's probably coming, is put a team in San Diego. Put a team in San Diego, and, you know, you've completed California Rugby League for me. But that's a different story. One of the other places that was mentioned was Colorado. So Denver, Colorado is really interesting. They tried to make, there's a place just outside Denver called Glendale, Colorado, and that's where the Colorado Raptors rugby union team played. And they tried to make Glendale / Denver rugby town, rugby city, if you like. And actually, I think we can jump on that and we can embrace that. You know, we had circa 20,000 turn up to the England-New Zealand test at Mile High Stadium. Okay, it didn't look as exciting as people might have wanted it to on the telly, because obviously Mile High Stadium, I think, roughly 70,000 capacity. However, it's more fans there than you would have put in the Major League Soccer. You know, you would have filled the Major League Soccer stadium, but then you would have had fans waiting outside. So I think we did really well, and the way it was marketed was poor from a rugby league perspective, and we still got 20,000 turn up. So we obviously did something right, but I think that was more the city of Denver than anything else. And if we can get 20,000 there, which again, as far as I'm aware, correct me if I'm wrong, but is the highest attendance for rugby league, certainly the highest attendance for rugby league in the USA this century. You know, but correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's of all time. So you could use the facilities at Glendale, just outside Denver, to again create that rugby city type idea. Link up with the rugby union team, and all of a sudden you know you're gonna have men's, women's, kids, touch, tag, rugby league, rugby union. As long as these kids have got rugby balls in their hands playing both codes, I'm happy with that. You can play both codes. You can play football on top of that. Just play as many sports as you can as a kid. So, yeah, Denver and the kind of the wider Colorado area is screaming out for rugby league, and yeah, like I say, they did really well when the test was there, and unfortunately, you know, things happen in terms of pay and everything like that. So, unfortunately, they've not been able to develop from that, which is always, sadly, always the case with rugby league. But I'm not here to talk about the state of rugby league. I'm here to talk about the positive things. So that is pretty much it. But, and this is a big but, I said at the start of the program. I'm now a program, apparently. I said at the start of the episode that this isn't a dream, a pipe dream of cities, the way you're going to give me $1 billion and Dwayne The Rock Johnson's going to cut the red ribbon and we're going to create a massive rugby league. But I have got some ideas on that. So I'm just going to put them out there very, very quickly. What I would do if I had $1 billion and I'm putting 12 teams, I'm going 12 teams. So you go between eight and 12 to 16 teams and you can grow from there. I'm putting 12 teams into this league, split into divisions of three. I've got more ideas than that, but I'm not going to give them all away. But the cities I would choose, New York City, granted, a given, especially with the stuff that New York Rugby League are doing. Atlanta, you know, Atlanta Rhinos announced that they are playing out of Atlanta Silverbacks Stadium this season. So huge shout out to them. Atlanta, you're in. Nashville, Tennessee, as I mentioned at the top, they, you know, I've got a huge passion for Nashville, Tennessee, and I just think it would work. Austin, Texas, there's your Texas team. Chicago, Illinois, just do something and be better. No, that's disrespectful. I don't mean be better. I mean rugby league be better, not the guys running rugby league. You know what I mean. Denver, Colorado, or Glendale, but we're going to call it Denver. Los Angeles, there is your California team, and the reason it's Los Angeles is it's Hollywood, it's the Hollywood factor. You have New York against Los Angeles and in any sport, and you know, people sit up and take notice. Seattle, they're in, without a doubt they're in, sports mad. Salt Lake City, they're in, if you want to call them Utah, call them what you want, but they're in. Boston, some of the stuff that, you know, the history of rugby league in Boston, Boston 13s. Again, by the way, in this I'm not saying that New York Rugby League is going to be there. Atlanta Rhinos, Boston 13s. What I'm saying is these places. Boston, you know, get the facilities right, they're in. What I would probably class as the home of USA Rugby League, Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, you know, they take to Rugby League. And the attendances, we've had some of the highest attendances in Jacksonville. So Florida could be, and I've mentioned this in previous episodes, Florida could be the heartland, in inverted commas, of rugby league, if we get it right. You know, the weather's great. The time difference to the UK is not unreasonable. You know, obviously, they're on the same time zone as the likes of New York. the likes of Toronto, obviously different time zones to the other side of the country. But they've, you know, again, they've got that link and they've got that laid back feel, and there's so many cities that would embrace it. They've got a huge football culture. So yeah, like I say, Jacksonville, they're in. And the last city, which may throw a few people off, and it's back to this Midwest thing, is Detroit. Detroit, Michigan, again, a working class city. People work super hard there. You know, obviously they've got the Lions and the Red Wings. But yeah, Detroit, you could build that Midwest thing with the likes of Cleveland, with the likes of Chicago. From there, obviously, if you're then adding teams in, you can grow. But underneath that, what I would have, it goes back to kind of the start of the conversation. Underneath that, I would have development leagues or farm leagues or just development pods. We're going to call it development pods. So the likes of Florida, you're still going to have, you know, the Copperheads, Lakeland, Jacksonville Axemen, Tampa. All of a sudden, you've got four teams there. There's talks of adding the Miami team as well. You could have a team in Orlando, and all of a sudden, you know, you've got, like I say, the heartlands of rugby league, and you can develop those players, those kids, those girls, those boys, everything like that. Texas, one place I didn't mention in Texas was Corpus Christi. So, you know, throwing that one out there as well. Obviously, you know, we've talked about Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin, Corpus Christi. Yeah. Up in the Northeast, I think I'm doing a bit of a disservice to the likes of Philadelphia. So, you know, Philadelphia is a huge sporting city in Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, why rugby league never carried on in Pittsburgh? I think we had there was a Pittsburgh rugby league team floated about, and actually, you know, again, back to being that working class element of rugby league. I know it's not necessarily what kind of Americans are bothered about, but the element of working class rugby league and working class Pittsburgh works really well. Washington DC, I've talked about. Another place which would link up really well with some of the stuff that's going on in Canada, and hopefully obviously the development of the likes of Ottawa and Toronto, is Buffalo, New York. Just not in January, because it is cold and there's a lot of snow about. But again, you know, they can link up with the likes of Boston, with the likes of Queen City Royals, with the likes of Delaware. If, you know, if you're going down there, Connecticut, etc. So yeah, I think that would work. In the central division, not the right word to use, but in that kind of central area, Columbus, Ohio, Kansas City, maybe Indianapolis. I think Indianapolis would work really well. I also think St. Louis would work really well, now that we don't have a football team in St. Louis and they're craving combat sport and collision sport. Arizona could fill that kind of void a little bit. Arizona, and actually New Mexico. If you go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, you know, you're filling that where almost like a desert league with Nevada. They could link up really well. Louisiana, the likes of Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Although I'm not a huge New Orleans fan, it's nothing against the city or anything like that. It's just purely I don't like the Saints. However, New Orleans, again, great culture city. Mardi Gras, everything like that. The French Quarter, etc. You could really embrace that with rugby league. But look, I've been rambling on for about 45 minutes about what I'm thinking, but I would love to get your feedback about where you think needs rugby league and where rugby league needs to be. And also, like I say, if you do kind of want any help, if you want any ideas, if you want any, you know, my two cents, if you like, and I'm not just talking about the USA, I'm talking about all over the world, please reach out. I'm more than happy to talk to anyone. I'm more than happy to, you know, float ideas and hopefully we can build the game, because at the moment, sadly, the game isn't necessarily in the position that we want it to be as fans. It's not in the position that we want it to be as players. It's not in the position that we want it to be as match officials. And unfortunately, it's going to be down to us to pull it out of the mire and pull it out of what we're going through right now. And And sadly, like I say, we need to be better with rugby league, and rugby league needs to be better with everyone else. So, look, I'm going to leave it there, guys. Really appreciate you listening. If it's your first time, thank you. If it's, you know, if you've been listening since the start, thank you. If you got halfway through, thank you. But look, take care, guys. Hope you're staying safe. And, you know, I'll be back with the next one. But remember, guys, stay outlawed.